to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Deborah Yolandis Lake, and I'm your host today. And we are winding up. We have this show and one more show on the first series that I've had about being butch and recognizing how my father helped me find my spots as far as where I belonged, what I thought about myself, that's a spot, what I think I believe I deserve, and how to go about getting that as butch. So the title for this episode is, how do you get a great cut? I've over the years, read different examples of butch female, butch whoever, who have struggled and not in their effort to find a cut, a haircut that spoke to them and represented them. And I was right there as well, and still am. It's a challenge. There's one story I can share real quick about finding somebody is when I first started looking, I have to say that I had locks for, I had my hair locked for maybe about 5-10 years, maybe more like 10. So that was my look at that time. But now I keep my hair cut short because it's easier. And finding someone who can do the work that represents me and says what I want. And it's part of me communicating what I want as well and learning how to do that in a way that I'm heard. So it's like a dance. And as I did these series episodes here, I realized that my father taught me a lot. And one of it was about how to recognize someone who will give you a good haircut and honor your space. But I'm going to tell you one that's a little funny that I went through, which is I think it's when I was in Chicago. I was looking for someone to cut my hair on a regular basis, which is one way, I'll tell you, is one way to get a look. You get someone to do the cut every time. And between the two of you, you come up with a cut that's consistent. So that's where I was at that time, looking for that person or a couple of them and a couple of people maybe. And I went into the where I was used to going, which were beauty salons. This was a long time ago, okay? And I went in and asked, you know, at the desk, I'd like to get a haircut. I'm new, don't know the city, and I'm looking for someone to cut my hair on a regular basis. She said, okay, well, first let me know how much it costs, and because at that time it was definitely a factor. And she said, well, for you, it would be, I'll just say $25. And I said, no, for me, what do you mean? She said, well, we have two. If you want a haircut, just a haircut, you're a woman, so we'll charge you. We have to charge you more. And I said, more than who? And then that's how I found out they charged men less to do the same thing. And I said, why? Why is that? And she said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you might want to figure that out, because that doesn't make sense. And she said, well, all I know is if you're female, we charge. And she pulled out her little list, and we charge this much for children, and this much for blah blah, and this much for if you want to get your hair washed and cut. And I said, I just want a haircut. And she said, it would be $25, and that includes, that doesn't include the tip. I said, oh, we're talking tip already. That's interesting. So I said, give me someone who will cut my hair like a guy, and then I'll pay that. And she said, no, we can't do that. She literally wouldn't let me get a haircut because I was female. I was blown away. Really, literally, I was too surprised and too tickled. It was funny to me. And as you can probably hear, I'm still seeing the humor in the idiotic way to be. So I walked out. Yeah, I walked out. And I did find somebody, a trial and error. I had someone in New York when I was in New York. That's easy. It really is. New York was. I don't know about now. It's been a while. So there I am, happy I have a person, and doing this series, and a lot of different things that have come up when I connected to memories that I had pushed back in the back of my head, and they were all, most of them, given the fact that I was just thinking about the next show that I wanted to do, or what do I want to say about my father and how he helped shape me, not in any other way than me learning from him how to be butch in my skin and as my identity without even having that. I didn't even have the terminology. So it was more about being in relationship. So that is where I was, and that's where I am now. And I'm learning, recognizing, and seeing all the different ways that he taught me without even sitting down. Well, darling, let me sit you down and teach you this. That's not the way it went, and that's not the way it went with the cut. So fast forward or go back, whichever way you want to take it. I'm the little girl following. I would go with my father. He got his hair trimmed every Saturday. So that was a little trip that I got to take with my dad. I would go with him to the barber. And the first time I remember going, I was surprised. And actually, I'm just remembering this right now. I was surprised. I remember the first time I went to get my hair cut, I was really surprised because it was a woman barber. And I was like, wow. I'd never seen a woman cut hair. And I don't know why that just, it really fascinated me. I didn't expect her to be a woman, and I was surprised. And it was obvious that she was very respectful of my father, and they had a personal relationship between the two of them, and he was respectful to her and grateful for her work. And with him going every week, it was an easy thing to keep it going. Plus, his hair was thin by the time I came along. So I started going with him to get a haircut. I didn't get a haircut, but I would go with him and watch him. And I got to see the relationship they had. They would talk. He was very grateful for her work, and he was not hesitant to tell her. And they had this little scenario every week where he would, when it was time to pay, he would pull out, and she would, no, you don't have to give me a tip. No, I just, no. And he said, no, here. And they would have this thing every week. They would have it where he would pull out more than she charged. And she would say, no, Mr. Lake, don't, no. I just enjoy your company and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, here, you take it anyway. Every week. It was fascinating to watch. I haven't found anybody like that. Let's put it that way. I haven't. But I have found some. I actually, there's a young woman who is doing a pretty good job, I think, on my hair. So I'm satisfied. I am. So when I was with my father, part of what I learned, and this is moving forward now as an adult. I really didn't start to remember going out with him on Saturday morning. He was her first customer every Saturday because he would get up early in the morning and we had other things that we were doing. I didn't realize that's part of one of the things I've struggled with as I grew into my shoes and grew into my tie and grew into my clothes and grew into my image as a butch woman, a butch female. I prefer female. And he was teaching me, like I said, he was teaching me without either one of us knowing it. And one of the things I want to pull out, there are different things I want to pull out. And one of the things I want to pull out is as we live our lives in front of our children, if we are fortunate enough to have any, I have daughters, we're teaching them how to be whatever they're going to be. And it might be after we're gone. So I encourage you, and I have thought about this as well in the context of how I'm shaping these episodes. We have one about learning to dance and what are they? Anyway, you go to my website and you can see them. There are six of them, but only five will be available right now. But we're teaching. All of us are teachers. And we don't have to have children to be teachers. We are teaching young people with the way we handle ourselves without even knowing it. I'm going to say this again because that's how important I think it is. We're teaching the next generation and the next generation by how we carry ourselves and how we treat each other as adults. That we're teaching them how to be themselves and how to recognize themselves. Because a lot of times during my journey, and my journey is still going, it's just getting wound up, okay? It's just getting wound up. But during my journey, there were times when I didn't have a clue of who I was. I was like, I don't know who I am. So I got to go to work and do this thing here and take care of my kids, that kind of thing. I don't have time to figure out who I am right now. But then there are other times when I realize this is who I am. And it might be a little single thing, but this is who I am. I'll give you a little example. I had my hair locked, like I said earlier, for several years. And it was interesting because I locked them and then I cut them out after a while. And then I went with the short hair. And then I cut let the locks grow in again, and they were very different, which was one thing I learned about myself. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect the locks to be different. I knew they would be a little different, but not like a whole different head. So there was that. We are changing. We are changing as we're sitting here and looking out the window, whatever it is that we do. We're changing. That's part of life. So that, when I finally said, I'm kind of done with the locks, because they are a lot of work. The ones who don't want to do the work are fine. I can understand it. But they're a lot of work. And I enjoyed having them when I had them. But when I cut my hair for the last time, I knew it was for the last time, and I was going to go short for the rest of my time. And that's what I'm doing. But this young woman, she who cuts my hair now, she listened. So one of the things that I recognized with my father's person who cut his hair, she listened. They communicated between. He didn't just go sit in the chair and just sit and nod out or whatever you do when you're waiting. So she was one, that was one clue that I picked at while I was getting ready for these episodes. I noticed that she listened. She asked questions and listened to what I had to say without having her comb and combing the hair or brushing it or whatever. She was looking at me, eye contact, and asking questions that she needed to know. And that is one of the first things that I realized that is necessary if you want to have a relationship with the person who's cutting your hair. And I do. Nothing funny, nothing crazy, just I recognize her, and I don't see how you can do anything other than be in contact with one another and communicate with one another and get what you want. Which is, she wants to keep you as a client, and you want a good haircut that doesn't have you running back and forth every other day or so, or has to grow out or grow in or whatever. So there's that. They had an obvious relationship. It was strictly business and strictly around his needs for grooming. But they also had conversations, short conversations, where she would ask, how's the family? And she'd talk to me for a little bit. And sometimes she'd have, a little treat for me. And she'd say, oh, you came here, that kind of thing. And he would ask her how she was doing. And I found out stuff that he knew about her by talking about her family or stuff she was thinking about doing, that kind of stuff. And it didn't take a long time. It was just a haircut. It didn't take a long time. But during that time, there was a connection that was being built and connected and strengthened every week, every time that they would come together for this chore, for lack of a better word. And it was really interesting for me to watch as a kid. I remember it was very interesting to watch how much she took pride in her work and how much he appreciated her work. And I knew there was something really important going on, but I was way too young to have any kind of words for it. But what I was seeing was how people take care of each other. You do what you can, and you do what you do the best that you can, and you do it with pride. and you accept it. Sometimes you accept and the person gives. When you accept and you recognize what you're accepting. And you tell them you're grateful in whatever way works for that person, not for you, for the person. Because it's for you to communicate and for her to communicate. So, my father, every time I think more about him, he taught me a lot without saying, come over here, let me talk to you about something. Let me tell you something. Let me teach you something. He taught by just making space for me to tag along and watch what he did. He was a gift. He really was. So that's about all I can say about hair, other than keep looking. And if you have curly hair like I do, you might have to look a little longer. But just keep looking. And practice looking. Look in the mirror and practice talking about what you want your hair to look like and what kind of cut do you want. Do you want it short? Do you want it a little long? Do you want it curly? Do you want it in your eyes? You know, the more you know about what you want as a butch and as a person, as an individual, the more you'll be able to communicate to someone else and recognize when you're in the wrong place, like I was. Like I started out when I first started this segment, where I was like, wait, what do you mean you charge more for women than men? I bet that's still the case. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it weren't. But you know where you are, so you'll know where you don't want to be. You know? And I'll say one more thing. As you take the journey that will take you along, these episodes will take you along, I'm not going to say I know what it is, but you will start to remember things, and you'll think about, oh yeah, that's where I picked that up from, that kind of thing. As you do move through that, just be grateful. And when there's something that you appreciate that someone does for you or with you or against you, sometimes you're like, you don't want to do that. You might not want to go that route. You know, listen and be grateful that they care enough to give you their attention and give you their time. Because no matter how much money she made, the barber, no matter how much she made, it wasn't time. I mean, time is time, and when it's gone, it's gone. And you can put a dollar limit on it, but it's your time. And if you spend it a certain way, period, it'll be gone regardless. So be appreciative and surround yourself with people who respect the other and don't see each other as colors or races or any of the things that we use to separate ourselves. Focus on your energy. You have energy. We all have energy. Focus on that and think about where you would like to spend your time and energy. Because time goes as you use your energy. And we use our energy all the time. So I think that's all I have for today. Until next time.